Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dorsey Wright video for Monday, March 19th. I'm Jay Gragnani.
And I'm Tommy Doyle.
And I hope everybody's brackets, NCAA men's college basketball brackets, are still well intact. There has been very little upsets going on in... Oh, no, wait. Not quite the case.
The contrarians. I think I saw that 99 or 97% of brackets picked UVA to win, and so there's... some people out there, there's probably Virginia Tech fans.
There's some people out there that might be Tech fans.
Celebrating,
The hometown favorite, I think, probably state favorite in the tournament, number one overall seed, Virginia. In case you haven't been paying attention, went down in a historic loss where a number 16 seed has, for the first time in the history of the NCAA men's tournament, beating the number one overall seed.
I guess we can't use that analogy anymore.
It is still very much an anomaly. Upsets certainly do happen. It was interesting though, and I haven't looked up the studies, but I said men's tournament because it has happened on the women's side.
Okay.
In the women's tournament, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I think I heard Charles Barkley say that it was Harvard and Stanford, and I don't remember which one was 16-1. Nonetheless, it's happened on the women's side. First time in history it's happened on the men's side. And here we are with brackets busted all around the country, so hopefully yours is not one of those. But as we come in here Monday and we're looking at the markets, there's some volatility, some upsets happening in a short-term perspective today, as Facebook is kind of at the forefront of the news and what's happening today. Market's pulling back a little bit, down a couple hundred points. Some of the technology names and some of the names very specifically, like Facebook, down 4 and 5% as a result of potential investigations that are happening with them. And so we thought it would take a couple minutes to just look at Facebook. It's the number one viewed chart on our site today, even as we're recording this at 11 o'clock or so Eastern time on Monday. But let's spend a couple minutes and look at Facebook, because your clients might be wondering about it too, just from the technical perspective.
Yeah, so as Jay said, heavily viewed on the site. I'm sure it's a big holding for many of you. Certainly has been one of the favorites of the past couple years. We've seen it be a strong attribute name, so a solid citizen, those things that have at least three attributes going back to 2013. It's currently got four positive technical attributes right now. The pullback today of about 5% is going to reset it back to zero, or break even on the year.
But not from an attribute perspective,
right,
but just from a
pure performance perspective. Yeah. And so, you know, the pullback now, you broke a triple top back on the 12th of March, and now it's just pulling back a little bit. Still at a higher bottom at this point, so it still looks good, just kind of in a bit of a consolidation phase going back to, I'd say, November of last year. But that trend line's getting pretty close. Could it be a trend stop moving forward?
Yeah, so certainly looking at trend line stop, and Facebook, and there's other names out there that are kind of in the head of the media there. If you have questions specifically you want to talk about them, please give us a call. Facebook is certainly a good example of having a plan to manage that risk. If that trend line is violated and shifts that into a negative trend, that will certainly be a point at which you want to consider taking defensive action on the stock. So, outside of that, as we come into this week, there continues to be this operation of continuation of trends. And in general, when you look at the market, the equity market, U.S. and international, continues to reign supreme above and beyond all the other asset classes. And we continue to see, you know, growth in general still has the best relative strength in moving up there. It's interesting, if we can point to a couple items of change, there's been one change to the positive side from our indicators this week, and one of those changes is the chart PTINXs, PTINXs. And what that chart looks at is the number of sector positive trend charts that are in a column of X's. And so out of the 40 sectors that we're looking at, how many of those 40 sectors PT charts are in X's? And just recently that chart has reversed back up into a column of X's at 10, which says 10 out of the 40 sectors PT charts are in X's. And the reversal up is a positive sign. What's interesting though, is the sectors that have actually caused that to move higher are a couple of those are sectors that continue to be leadership sectors from a relative strength perspective.
Yeah.
You know, internet is right there. Biotech is the second one, biomedics. And then the third one is waste management. So those three sector PT charts reversed up, which has caused that indicator to now reverse up just over the course of last week.
So. Yeah, we continue to see, like Jay said, internet scoring well on asset class group scores, scoring well on the DWA group matrix. For those of you that are our matrix subscribers, you can see the strength there. Biotech's reversing up. That's been a favorite part of healthcare, and we just saw that move a slot higher in Dolly. And so we've seen more of those, as we've said, risk on, growth oriented things kind of shift towards the top, not only under the surface of domestic equities, but also just from Dolly as a whole. We've got both equities and commodities in the top three spots. So it's all risk, the risk appetite is high. You know, as Steve has written in the reports over the past couple of weeks, the average R risk is at 1.5 or thereabouts. And so that means essentially that investors are willing to take 1.5 times the risk or the volatility of the S&P cap weighted index, despite what's been going on the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. You mentioned healthcare moving up in Dolly, and it's back into the top half of those ranks. The biotech space has certainly been one of the stronger subgroups of that. Number of ETFs out there, FBT is one. Frank Boyd Thomas just completed a bullish triangle earlier this month. Overall trend of that chart is positive. Fund score 5.88, it's a very strong fund score. And then that's the case for a lot of the biotech funds out there, but certainly within healthcare, that's one of the trends that continues to do well. You also mentioned kind of technology in general, and as we were looking around some stuff this morning, one name popped out at me that I was actually very, very surprised to see. And, you know, technology's been the word of the year, the past 12 months, really, you know, the past year and a half, as that space is has been the leadership trend and continues to do so today. But one name that really jumped out at me as interesting was HPE. HPE is Hewlett-Packard. And take a look at that chart. It's a name and a company, and I kind of joked. I said, "Do they still make computers?" And yeah, obviously they do. But it's a name and it's a company that has totally reinvented themselves. Look at the chart of that stock. HP is the ticker symbol on that stock there.
HPE.
HPE. So is it? Yeah, HPE. Something to take a look at. It's a strong attribute name in a positive trend. But something that I frankly haven't taken a look at in a long time, but is one that continues to be one of the leadership names, or is once again one of the leadership names in that space after many, many years of under the old HPQ ticker symbol, was not quite as dominant in the latter years.
Yeah, the other thing that maybe we haven't been able to talk as much about in terms of things to the upside is small caps, right? We've been talking about this kind of a little bit last year, saying, hey, put it on your watch list. We're starting to see some stuff happen. And now coming into the office on Monday, we're actually seeing small blend and small growth outperform the S&P from a size and style perspective. You're seeing the Russell 2000 RUT reverse back up into X's on Friday. And so that may be an area, as you put those things on a watch list, to continue to maybe pull the trigger on moving forward on those stocks or some of those ETFs. That's an area that we haven't really seen do well, certainly not last year, but we are seeing that begin to resurface this quarter.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. I mean, when you look underneath the surface and you kind of look at what's going on, certainly in the small cap theme is working. But just as important as understanding what things are working is understanding what things are not working. And when you drill down, one of the things that I like to look at is under the favorite sectors link under indicators. You drill down underneath like the sub and the mini sectors. And it's not something that you're going to see every single day changing, but once a week, you check on it and see what's going on. You've seen some sub-sector changes and some negative divergence from a couple groups in the sub-sectors, the food sub-sector, has reversed down on its RS chart. And when you look underneath the surface, there's some big names that you and your clients would certainly know, some might love, but it's worth some tough love and having some conversation with some clients today, when you look at some big names, I mean, you're thinking names like Campbell Soup, names like General Mills, GIS, names like Hershey's, Bunge, BG. So these are names that are in this group in the food space, whose relative strength has turned down, and these are stocks that are not only not participating with the market, are in negative trends and are continuing to move to, in some cases, multi-year lows. So a lot of these names too that I mentioned are names that you'll certainly recognize as names that pay good dividend yields. And so that's another thing to look at when you're looking through some of these names. Look beyond just the dividend yield. It's okay, and we've talked about it in the past, owning stocks that might be lower attribute names because they pay a good dividend yield, provided that their charts are still trading above that bullish support line, meaning they're still in an absolute positive trend. Stock that pays a 4% dividend that is down 15% is not doing a whole lot for you. And so if we can get rid of those names, because there's a lot of stuff out there that is doing well that can match dividends in those cases. And so whether it's looking through the individual query function for those ideas, whether it's looking through models, there's the yield portfolio that's out there, number of yield ideas, and looking for things. And the scope of that is to look through high dividend paying stocks that also have a good technical picture. And so that food sector is one to be leery of and cognizant of today. The other one, the furnishings and appliance mini sector. They're smaller group, smaller sector, but just some subtle changes, subtle cracks in some of these individual subsectors and mini sectors in the market that you should be aware of today.
And one of the names that looks good, that pays a nice dividend above 4% and is looking well on a technical basis, is Seagate Technologies.
Yeah.
STX is that. It's a computer stock, part of technology. It was unfavored for quite a while, but we've really seen that come back. That one looks great on a pullback. That's a little bit extended where it is. And we talk about those things, what's doing well, what's not, and that kind of brings into my mind dispersions. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing that we like to talk about. A big thing that helps relative strength when those dispersions are wide, meaning pick a universe, the best performing thing minus the worst performing thing. The larger that difference is, the better relative strength tends to perform.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're witnessing so far this year, which is helping relative strength strategies. Jay and I were looking earlier at the S&P 500, for instance. If you take a look at the best performing thing, which, wait for it, Netflix, is up, what was it, 60%, 65%?
60%.
And the worst performing thing is, down 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So almost a 90% difference between the best and the worst performing thing. You're seeing that in other indices too, like the NASDAQ 100, there's about 45% differential. So that's helpful for us, that's helpful for relative strength following strategies to be able to identify those leaders and call out those losers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of performance dispersions going on right now.
Yeah, and that's true from the sector perspective. If you look at big sectors, you look at things like discretionary and technology, financials up towards the top of that broad sector performance, and then you look at other things like consumer staples, energy, real estate, all down at the bottom in negative territory for the year. And so again, it's certainly understanding which sectors are doing well and have positive relative strength, but also which areas are not, and weeding those underperformers out of the portfolio, weeding those things that are moving into negative trends out of the portfolio is oftentimes even more important than owning the top stuff. So
where not to be.
We're not to be.
Equally as important.
We're not to be was not betting on UVA.
That's right.
In the college basketball tournament, but that's a lesson that if you're from the state of Virginia, you've come to understand.
You've come to understand. Not a tournament team.
Not a tournament team for sure. But
and for all of you out there who thought that you might be Cinderella, UMBC. Sorry for you all too. That one.
I was pulling for him.
Which it might be Loyola of Chicago. I was just in Chicago last week. They're on a 2-game winning streak, but they're. I think they have a nun on their team who's getting all this press. Mm-hmm. She says they're going out next round, so I don't know how you all feel about that.
Oh boy. Well, we'll tune in closely. Yeah. Thursday, I think they start back up.
Yeah.
So with that, as always, we thank you for joining us this week and look forward to talking to you next week.